Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
This is Watching Your Wealth from the Wall Street Journal. Now, from our studios in New York, here's Veronica Dagger.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Veronica Dagger, and I cover wealth management and personal finance for the Wall Street Journal. On today's episode, how to manage the cost of aging. Carolyn McClanahan is president of Life Planning Partners, and she's also a medical doctor. Carolyn, how good a job would you say folks are doing in planning for the cost of aging?
Well, first, thanks for having me here. And second, this is a hot topic because we have so many people in the baby boomers aging so quickly. And in general, they are doing a poor job planning for the actual cost of healthcare. So we've got to get them to do more proactive planning.
So get more proactive. So let's talk about how they get themselves in trouble and maybe how they can get a bit more proactive. First, what mistake do folks make when it comes to managing their money as they age?
Well, the first mistake they make is they think they can do it forever. And unfortunately, as we age, our cognitive ability to do complicated financial management declines. Thankfully, for people who are savvy to begin with and do a good job, their wisdom outpaces most of the loss of their resiliency to manage those complex transactions. But for a lot of people, they don't have that good base of financial literacy so that they can manage their finances throughout their lifetime.
Got you. And if you lose that base and you also lose the capacity, you run the risk of making financial mistakes or being the victim of fraud. And we're hearing more and more about elder fraud and financial abuse. So,
yeah, exactly. One out of 20 elders experiences financial exploitation, and 90% of that is done by people who are close to them, which is so sad. And they don't even talk about the mistakes that elders make for themselves. It's like they don't understand how to manage complicated investments. They do things like buy bad annuities just because they can't really understand what they're buying. They don't know how to balance checkbooks sometimes, and then tax prep, they make mistakes, so they get in trouble with the IRS. And it's these sort of things that it's good to have a caretaking plan in advance, well in advance of actually needing it to be there.
And that caretaking plan could include a financial advisor or your estate planning lawyer, maybe a trusted older child, potentially.
Well, it should include who's going to be your financial surrogate, which is usually not a financial planner or attorney. It's somebody close to you. So usually a family member, like an older child or a friend or, siblings. So you've got to have that financial advocate in place. And it's good to have if you have a financial advisor, to have your financial advisor kind of be the go-between that financial surrogate can go to once problems are starting to be identified. And they should all have those relationships ironed out in advance, and everybody should meet each other so that there's no big surprises.
Good point. No surprises, indeed. That's not a good thing. You said we need to make some hard decisions about living situations sooner so we can age more gracefully and better manage those costs. What do you mean by that?
Well, the reason people end up moving when they're older into things like assisted living is not because it's well thought out. It's because something bad has happened that has required them to make a move. And unfortunately, if you wait until the bad thing happens and you don't understand how you're going to transition your living situation, it can get very expensive because you have to be very reactive, and you may not be able to go to the place you'd really ideally like to go to. So it's important to think through your aging situation. If you plan to age in place, make certain your home is aging friendly to keep you there as long as possible, and recognize if you get dementia, it's very unsafe to age in place. So already kind of have an idea of what type of facility that you'd like to go to well in advance of ever needing to go there.
I agree with you, Carolyn, but I'm also going to say some people listen to this be like, I know this logically, but I don't want to leave my home. I love my home. This is where I lived for 50 years. What do you say to them?
Well, that's what important to put caretaking plans in place. So if you do want to stay in home, step one is make certain your home is aging friendly. And AARP has some great resources on how to make sure that's being done. The second is make agreements with your family about what they're going to do, to help you age in place. So who's going to help you keep up the home? Who's going to help you manage your finances? So those things where you start to lose the ability, you can still age in place. And make certain you embrace technology. For example, in some of our elderly clients, we actually have cameras on the floor where family members can check in and make certain the person is walking around. You don't want to put those up high because you don't want to see somebody naked walking around. So, so putting good things in place to improve safety. But again, I'm going to say people are unrealistic about aging in place when it comes to dementia. So putting those agreements in advance, that if you don't know who in the heck you are anymore, that you're going to be okay with your family moving you somewhere where you'll be safer.
That's so great. So smart. What other health care decisions do we need to be making in advance of all this?
So the other big thing that happens at the end of life, and people never know when that actually is going to happen because it kind of sneaks up on you with most elderly people, is that people get into serious medical problems and the family hasn't thought through or talked through what decisions need to be made around healthcare. And the problem you get into with this is that the healthcare system keeps throwing you all these options that may not actually be good options, but everybody's so reactive, they just keep saying yes, yes, yes. So the bills add up and people are having to take off work and people are having to take care for the elderly person when they may no longer have a quality of life. And this is a hard topic because now we're talking really about end of life. They may no longer have the quality of life they want. And so it's important for everybody to recognize that and speak to the healthcare system and say, enough is enough. And by everybody agreeing to these things long before they happen, those decisions are most likely to be honored.
We're talking about managing the cost of aging with financial advisor Carolyn McClanahan, and you're listening to Watching Your Wealth from the Wall Street Journal.
AI may be the most important new computer technology ever, but AI needs a lot of processing speed, and that gets expensive fast. Upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/wallstreet. Oracle.com/Wall Street.
For more insights, enable the Wall Street Journal skill on any device with Amazon Alexa. Get all of our podcasts, as well as the latest news and market updates. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.
This is Watching Your Wealth from the Wall Street Journal. Now, from our studios in New York, here's Veronica Dagger.
We're back with financial advisor Carolyn McClanahan, who's giving us tips on how to manage the cost of aging. So, Carolyn, one big financial risk folks increasingly face relates to driving. Tell us about that risk and what decisions we need to make to protect ourselves.
Well, people don't think about driving as a financial risk, but it really is, and in more than one way. First off, it's a danger to everybody if a person shouldn't be driving anymore, but nobody's willing to address it. And so by having agreements in advance of when an elderly person will agree to get tested to make certain they're still safe to drive, and having things done to the car to make it safer. Actually, we encourage elderly clients to buy brand new cars more often just because of the safety technology is getting so good. Now, where does it increase cost? A lot of elderly people don't drive very much. And if you actually look at the number of miles driven for how much it costs to own the car, it's a heck of a lot cheaper to use Uber. And so if you have that opportunity, you ought to analyze those costs. But the bigger one is what happens if they get into an accident. We actually had this happen to a client that got in. She was in her 80s, shouldn't have been driving. We kept telling her she shouldn't have been driving. We made her have a really good umbrella, thank goodness, because umbrella insurance policy, because she actually had two accidents and was sued for both of those accidents. Thank goodness nobody was seriously hurt, but it did end up piercing and having to utilize her umbrella policy.
Wow. Better to be safe than sorry with all that. Great tips as always. Thanks so much, Carolyn.
Oh, my pleasure.
And be sure to subscribe to Watching Your Wealth on iTunes. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Dagger.
Follow the Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.